This is Introductions, a J-Squared RPF fanfiction written by Beware the Ides 15 and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated NC-17 and contains the pairing of Jared Padalecki, Jensen Ackles. Warnings: AU, Shy Stalker Jared, Courting Danger Jensen, Rough Sex Jealous Jared, Dirty Talk. Yes, I wrote Stalker Fic. I could not help myself. A stalker is not actually supposed to be fun. Well, maybe a little bit, because at least having one is an acknowledgement that someone out there knows that Jensen exists and cares. It's sort of flattering to have someone interested in him enough to get a little obsessive. Still, Jensen's not an idiot. He knows that the whole stalking thing isn't generally a sign of mental stability. And he'd really like to not get murdered in his bed, thanks ever so much. But sometimes that's sort of hard to remember, because a stalker is, A, the least stealthy guy on the planet. Practically everyone Jensen knows could pick that floppy hair out of a lineup. And B, completely adorable. And not just, oh my god, he's so dreamy, adorable. Although, yeah, that too. But like, aw, look at that fluffy woodland creature frolicking through the field, adorable. It's incredibly hard to take him seriously as a threat. It's not even like he's a really stalkery stalker. He doesn't sit outside of Jensen's house in an unmarked van or maniacally photograph his every move. Sometimes Jensen will see him scribble something down in a little notebook he keeps in his pocket, but he's got no proof that it's not just a grocery list or something equally benign. And that's as far as the creep factor goes. Mostly the guy's just kind of there, hanging out wherever Jensen happens to go, which does occasionally include standing under that tree in Jensen's front yard. Honestly, sometimes Jensen thinks he's a better stalker than Jared. Yes, his name is Jared, which Jensen knows because Jared is literally the polar opposite of ninja-esque. Since he knows practically the guy's entire life story, even though they've never said more than three words to each other. Once he found out Jared's name, it wasn't exactly hard. Not like he had to go scour the records room at City Hall or whatever it is people used to do to dig up strangers' personal info before the internet. He just Googled the kid. Not a whole lot of Jared Padalecki's around. And got way more than he ever expected. Apparently, Jared's some sort of genius who, like, graduated high school at 12 or something ridiculous like that. Which goes a long way to explain the physically painful social awkwardness that Jensen got to experience firsthand the couple of times he tried to talk to Jared back when he first became Jensen's personal shadow. Now Jared does something with an incredibly long technical name for a very prestigious computer company, which also, evidently, leaves him with a lot of time to tag along behind Jensen. He also owns the top two floors of an unbelievably fantastic-looking apartment building downtown, and has two dogs. Okay, the two dogs Jensen only knows about because sometimes Jared brings them along with him to play fetch and stuff. Worst stalker ever, seriously. But all the rest Jensen scrounged up on his own. So, you know, if he ever needs to become a private eye, he's got some practice. Even Jensen's friends, who at first ranged from, "I'll kick that pervy fucker's ass," Chris, to, "Jensen, you should call the cops. He could be a psycho killer," Daniil, have started thinking of it all as more of a joke than anything worth angsting about. Jared is just decidedly lacking in scary. Well, except for when Jensen's on a date. When Jensen goes out with somebody, particularly when it's going well, Jared gets this look that actually does give Jensen the shivers. All the way down to his dick. He tends to forget that Jared is absolutely gigantic, and from what he can tell under the way too big clothes the guy wears, built like a brick wall, because most of the time he's just overwhelmed with the urge to scratch behind Jared's ears. But those times when his puppy turns guard dog? Oh, hell yeah! Jensen is adamantly in favor of whatever wall-pinning, clothes-tearing, bend-me-over-and-use-me-up ideas he can see darkening Jared's eyes. He's maybe even started to pretend to like his dates a lot more than he actually does, just to see if he can goad Jared into doing something about it. Alright, fine. Maybe not the smartest move in the so-you're-a-stalky handbook. But in his defense, Jared is extremely attractive, and Jensen's always kind of had a thing for getting manhandled. And Jared is exactly the man who needs to be handling him. Unfortunately, it hasn't turned out to be a particularly effective plan, since mostly what Jared does is snarl from a distance and pace, and sometimes mumble to himself until somebody stops to stare at him like a crazy person. Then he usually blushes and ducks his head down like it could feasibly disappear between his shoulder blades if he works at it hard enough. Jensen likes it when he blushes, likes it when he stammers and bites his lip and runs his fingers through his hair before hurriedly trying to shake it back into place as though he's compelled to hide that pretty face. Kinda wants to be the one to go over and put his arm around Jared and kiss him until he forgets why he was embarrassed in the first place. Yes, all right, Jensen has a big embarrassing crush on his stalker. He dares anybody to spend a couple of months with Jared around all the time and not end up in exactly the same position. So Jensen keeps it up with the teasing, because actually talking to Jared about it is more likely to give the guy a panic attack than to get Jensen laid. And for what feels like forever, gets absolutely nothing out of it in return. Not until his third date with Matt. Now, Jensen isn't really a not-until-the-third-date kind of guy, being that he is, in fact, a guy, and a big-time, foam-finger-wearing, waving-the-giant-team-flag fan of sex, especially with hot guys like Matt. The problem is, Jensen's big, embarrassing crush is not only big and embarrassing, but also a libido killer for things that are not directly Jared-adjacent. It's basically the worst thing ever, because he is becoming increasingly convinced that if Jared is even capable of and or interested in sex, he's starting to doubt it. He actually jacked himself off in full view of the front windows, and thus Jared, last week, and still nothing. He is never going to man up and bone Jensen till he screams. Suffice it to say, he's frustrated. Sexually and otherwise. And Matt is walking him to his door, being all sweet and gentlemanly and kind of amazing in his own way. And Jensen just thinks, screw this. Screw Jared and this stupid pseudo-relationship they're barely even having. Jensen's a grown-ass man, and he has needs, dammit. And tonight, he needs somebody to nail him to the mattress so hard he won't be able to walk straight afterwards. His fingers are twisted up in Matt's hair, licking into his date's shocked-open mouth ferociously, before he has a chance to second-guess himself. Matt seems sort of stunned by it, but certainly not lacking in enthusiasm. He gets his hands on Jensen's hips, backing him across the porch until his back hits the wall. Inside, he can hear the doorbell going off where his spine is pressed against it. But it can pretty much just keep ringing until the damn thing breaks, for all he cares. Right now, all that really matters is Matt's soft lips sucking a mark into his neck, and Matt's hard cock rubbing against him through their jeans. Jensen hitches his leg up against Matt's hip, encouraging him and giving him more room to work. A very dark, twisted part of Jensen's mind whispering, "Yeah, right there, show him what he's been missing." Evidently, Jared doesn't need to be shown much more, though, because suddenly he's there, a darker swatch of midnight looming up the porch steps. A hit of real, honest fear rams down Jensen's spine like a frozen steel spike, and fucked up as it is, his dick blurts pre-cum like its mouth is watering for more. Either the way he goes still gets Matt's attention, or he actually says something to suggest they're not alone. It's kind of hard to be sure of the details when most of Jensen's attention is focused on the way his skin tingles and his thighs keep wanting to spread like an offering. Because Matt turns around, eyes going wide when he takes in the shadowed scowl on Jared's face. Instantly, he lets go of Jensen like he's been scalded, backing away with a stumble, and really, Jensen's better off without him, since Jared doesn't even have to suggest that he's actually the jealous boyfriend or something. Could be just some crazed lunatic for all Matt knows. But he still scrambles across the yard and into his car without even a token attempt at worrying about Jensen. And for the record, crazed lunatic might not actually be that far off the mark, going by the look in Jared's eyes, as he fists Jensen's shirt and tugs him up against his firm chest, at least two buttons sailing off into the darkness. Fuck, but it would be totally mortifying if Jensen came in his jeans right now. Jared's breathing like he ran a race, body hot and just slightly sweat damp as it heaves against Jensen. Just exactly as stacked under his clothes as Jensen always imagined. I will not moan. But then Jared's hand is shaking as he slowly releases Jensen's shirt, everything written out plain as day on his face as he tries to get himself back under control. And Jensen's not about to stand for any of that shit. Don't, Jensen warns, his own hand now wrapped up in Jared's shirt, keeping him close. Don't you fucking dare. Not now. Jared's still losing it, though, eyes darting away from Jensen, nervous and God fucking damn it, come on! It's a last ditch, but he's desperate and fast running out of cards to play if he's going to get a shot at anything but his own right hand tonight. So he gets up in Jared's face and tilts his head, baring the side of his neck. See that? He asks, like Jared's gaze didn't lock onto the throbbing hot spot in his neck. It has to have made a dark splotch on his skin by now. Let him mark me up. Gonna be there for days, make me think about him every time I see it. His fingers skate over his own throat, soft caress turning into hard pressure as he gets to the bruise, letting himself hiss loud and wanton. Maybe I'll get off on it, push right there and think about his mouth on me, what I would have let him do to me. Could have had me any way he wanted to. Maybe I'll still let him. Jared growls. Honest to fuck, growls. And it's a good damn thing his hands are all over Jensen now, because he's got zero chance of standing on his own. That spot in his neck stings like fire as Jared sucks Matt's spit off his skin, pulling hard to bring even more blood up to the surface, scraping over it with his teeth until Jensen's not entirely sure he's not bleeding into Jared's mouth, and really doesn't give a fuck. Once again, his back is against the wall, leg hitched up even higher now because Jared's that much taller, and it just does things to Jensen, makes him even crazier than he already has to be doing this in the first place. He feels Jared fumbling at his pants, tries to get a hand down to help. Oh, what he would give for magically evaporating clothes! But Jared's going at it all wrong, too far over to the side, like... Oh, he's getting into Jensen's pocket. For Jensen's house keys. Awesome idea. No wonder Jared's a genius. He gets exactly 4 seconds to enjoy mouthing at Jared's collarbone through his oversized t-shirt and rubbing himself against the sharp cut of a hip like he doesn't know how his dick works, while Jared fumbles the key in the lock. Then the bigger man is bundling them both inside, lifting Jensen right off his feet. Jensen stumbles slightly on the dismount, knocking back into the small table he usually leaves his wallet and pocket change on when he comes in the house. That doesn't seem to be enough for Jared, though, because he gives Jensen another rough shove that has him landing on the carpet as the burglar alarm chirps a warning. Absently, Jared flips up the white cover beside the porch and punches in the code, toeing out of his shoes in the process. Okay, Jared knows his alarm code. That's moderately disturbing. On the other hand, it looks like Jared's about to fuck him on the floor of the front hallway, and Jensen's too busy getting his clothes off to actually be disturbed at the moment. Jensen's brain stutter stops for a moment when Jared whips his shirt off to let it puddle on the floor. Just exactly as stacked as he imagined. This time, he definitely moans. It's okay, though. Going by the way Jared licks his lips, he likes his bottoms a little noisy. Damn, he needs to get down here right the hell now so Jensen can take care of all that licking for him. There's probably some verbal way to suggest that particular idea, but Jensen just decides to tug on Jared's pants instead because those things need to come off anyway. Which they do, right along with Jared's boxers when the larger man undoes the fly and gives him a shove with his big, awesome hands. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah! Fuck yeah, motherfucker! He cannot believe that Jared has been hiding that body all this time and depriving Jensen of the joy of ogling it. God damn, what the fuck does this guy have to be shy about? Jensen reaches up to get his hand, mouth, something around that long, thick cock of Jared's, because it's standing up so proudly against his ripped abs, and that kind of healthy self-esteem should be rewarded. So needless to say, he is just a little bit shocked when his floppy-eared puppy of a stalker grabs him hard by the wrist instead and flips him over on his belly. His arm is wrenched up behind him, trapped, opposite elbow and chest stinging as his nerves catch up with the carpet burns blooming on his skin. His free arm is quickly gathered up as well, pinned back just like its mate and held in place by a single huge hand on his crossed wrists. He's stuck now, face down against the floor, a big portion of Jared's weight devoted to keeping him right where he is, and that icy fear nails him hard again. He's caught, really and truly, couldn't get away if he wanted to, with a pissed-off stalker yanking his jeans down his hips without bothering to unfasten them. More friction burns there, and all he can think about is how much he hopes he won't blow his load before Jared sticks it in him. Isn't that just a shiny new level of fucked up? The jeans finally make it over the curve of his ass, and from there the fabric is slack enough to drag down around his knees, cock popping free with a curse-worthy drag of denim. No underwear? Jared asks sharply. Like the answer's not pretty fucking obvious. Anything snarky Jensen may or may not have been about to say about hurrying this shit along gets lost on a gasp when Jared's free hand crashes down onto one of his ass cheeks with a sharp pop. You really were going to fuck him, weren't you? With me outside, knowing what you were doing, thinking about doing it to you, wishing it was me. I don't know if that makes you a dirty tease, or if you're just that cock-hungry. Honestly, Jensen can't really argue with any of those assertions at the moment, especially not when Jared's hand smacks down on the other ass cheek to get them both heating up as blood simmers to the surface. Fine. You want to act like a bitch in heat? You can get fucked like one. Jensen is absolutely in no way responsible for the fact that he is now moaning like a whore. He's barely even heard Jared's voice before, and now he's talking like that? Not to mention the fact that he's rummaging around in Jensen's pants and, yeah, definitely the sound of a condom wrapper. There's lube in there, too, he helpfully points out, in case Jared happened to miss where it was sitting right next to the condom in his wallet. He has seen Jared's dick, after all. Some lube would be a good thing. What he gets is another slap on the ass for his trouble, which, if it's meant to shut him up, isn't really much incentive to stay quiet. He hasn't got any particular drive at the moment to try and get away, but he does squirm, mostly so he can turn around and take in the view as Jared straddles his hips, latex-sheathed cock resting just so in the cleft of his ass. Yeah, and Jensen's the tease. There's a strip of aluminum from the lube packet caught between Jared's teeth, catching the little bit of light coming in through the windows set on either side of the door. Anyone could see them, Jensen realizes, if they came up to his front door right now. Of course, it's like midnight, and the only people in his life who might show up unannounced know that he had a date tonight, so the odds of it actually happening are pretty slim. That doesn't stop him from leaking pre-cum all over the carpet underneath him at the idea. Really, screw appropriate reactions anyway. Totally overrated. Then Jared's working one long, slick finger up into him, and Jensen's too busy digging his teeth into his own shoulder to remember whether it's an appropriate reaction or not. Behind him, Jared keeps muttering to himself, little snatches of things that Jensen can't really make sense of, because Jared's also hitting his prostate at an erratic tempo, constantly catching him off guard with the snapping sparks of pleasure as his fingered open, fast and messy. He'd give the guy credit for his technique, but Jensen's not entirely sure it's not an accident. Jared doesn't exactly strike him as a type with a lot of relationship experience. Maybe he has hookups, though, or hell, escorts or something. With that penthouse, he's got to have some pretty decent cash flow. No suave required. It doesn't really matter. Not right now, anyway. Not when he's got Jensen held down on the floor, distracted mutters of bitch and slut and Jensen dribbling out of his mouth like rapture. The taut muscles in Jensen's arms scream as more pressure is applied, stealing his breath just as well as the added weight of Jared's body when he shifts forward, lines up. It's all blunt pressure from there, turning into a sharp, deep burn that has Jensen quivering all over, thrashing against Jared's hold because he knows he can't get away, and the reminder feels fantastic. Jared's lips are soft against his ear, shushing and soothing in stark counterpoint to the heavy, insane weight nestled deep in his gut, just lying there waiting as the muscles around ripple and clutch. Do it! Jensen chokes out, not even realizing how fucked out he already is until he hears it clear as a bell in his voice. Pound me! Come on, make me feel it! Like he's not feeling it so much, it's like he's about to rip at the seams already. Jared nips at his earlobe, gasps against it when Jensen's hole clamps around him on reflex. Bossy, he accuses, but Jensen doesn't feel too bad about it since Jared also does as he's told. He pulls back, a long, achingly slow drag until Jensen can feel the flare of the head try to pop free, spreading him just that tiny bit more before it punches back in brutally, driving a wounded sound out of them both along with it. Jensen never actually gets any air back into his lungs after that, hard, rhythmic thrusts forcing it back out of him every time he catches a scrap. Jared's hammering into him mercilessly, the motion of his hips slowly working them across the floor. The skin all down Jensen's front is going to be bright pink from the jolts of hot friction, the same way his ass is going to be tender for days. Still, his cock is drooling, hating and loving every morsel of too much contact it's getting. Agonizingly sweet pressure building at the base, where he's going to blow it way too fast. If he could get out a damn thing besides helpless pleasure noises, he'd say thank you. Regardless, Jared seems to get it because he doesn't let up, and he doesn't hesitate. The only falter in his rhythm when he changes the angle of his hips to make it ever so slightly deeper. With his jeans still around his knees and his body pressed flat to the floor, Jensen can't really spread for him the way his instincts are clamoring to. So he does what he can to arch his ass up and flex his thighs to make it tight, give Jared everything he's got. Jared seems pretty damn happy with it, from the low, feral sounds he's making against Jensen's neck. It's not much of a shock that Jared hits the limit first, fingers leaving bruises where they grip even harder at Jensen's wrists and his shoulder, shoving in brutally one more time before he freezes, still and silent but for the flex contract Jensen can feel inside as Jared fills the condom. Jensen does the work for him since Jared doesn't seem capable of fucking through it on his own, swiveling his hips in small circles to coax out a stuttered gasp from the man on top of him. Jared's back with it reasonably fast, at least enough to let go of Jensen's arms. They burn from being trapped in the same position for so long, and he doesn't get a chance to do much more with them than plant his hands on the floor before Jared is carefully pulling out and rolling him onto his back. The touch of big hands is much more delicate now as he skims one over Jensen's chest, the other wrapping around his stiff, neglected cock. The strokes are thankfully firm, but mindful of the fact that he did just inchworm halfway down the hall on his belly. Jared brings him off quick, long, gorgeous fingers slightly slick from a bit of lube he gathered off from the outside of his own condom-covered dick. Jensen screams loud enough to wake the neighbors when the heat of his own cum spatters stingingly onto his abused abdomen. He lets himself enjoy the free fall of orgasm, endorphins keeping his body humming warm and pleasured, long after his cock has started to go soft on the crook of his thigh. There's a small trash can by the front door where Jared must have gotten rid of the condom, because by the time Jensen gets his shit together enough to look at the tall man again, that pretty, flushed dick of his is bare, just a little wet from whatever cum is still clinging to him. It takes way more than it should to quell the urge to lean over and lick him. Instead, Jensen grins up into glazed, slightly worried-looking hazel eyes and says, "Nice to meet you." The way his cheeks darken say Jared's blushing again, but his mouth quirks, spasms like he's trying to fight it, and finally breaks out into a bright, dimpled smile anyway. The guy may be painfully shy, but he also just came pretty damn hard. Yes, Jensen's feeling quite smug about that. And even social anxiety gets trumped by orgasm haze. "You're very kinky," Jared remarks in return. Voice this dark, creamy thing that Jensen wants to lick right off of his tongue. That's when it hits him that in all of this, he's still never actually kissed Jared. That needs to be rectified immediately. Goal in mind, he forces his lazy body up to crawl across the couple of feet of space Jared has managed to put between them. "Me?" he teases, luxuriating in the way Jared's eyes slide hungrily down the line of his body. "Where the hell did all of that come from?" He makes a vague gesture, meant to encompass Jared's secret sex god powers, now safely tucked away again under his reserved candy shell. Jared blushes even harder and runs a hand back through his hair. It clumps in places from sweat, and Jensen manages to catch his wrist before he can try to brush it back over his face again. "I have a lot of pent-up sexual energy," he shrugs awkwardly. "And porn." Jensen laughs outright at that, can't help himself a bit, and before Jared can get all stammery and weird about it, crushes his mouth against the other man's. It's not quite as soft or sweet as a first kiss probably should be, but hey, why break the streak, right? Besides, the way Jared whimpers when he pushes his tongue inside is perfect, and it would practically be blasphemy to regret that. He pulls back enough to watch Jared lick the sheen of saliva off of his bottom lip, looking kind of dumbfounded, then has to dart back in for another couple of nibbling kisses, just because he can. Baby? He smiles against Jared's mouth, feeling it move with him like a plea for more. This could be the beginning of a beautiful friendship. The end.